Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
You're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air. Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you been waiting for?
Come on, kids, let's go.
Two.
Start the show. Start the show.
One.
We're back.
Yay.
I cannot even wait for the music to fade out because I'm so excited to be here. I did not, you know, we were only off the air for 2 weeks, barely, and it felt like 2 years.
Yeah, it really did.
I think that what I didn't realize is that this show is some kind of, like, therapy for me.
It's very much group therapy.
Because I can talk, and there's not many people to talk back besides, you know, Haas and Gary. You know, but it's like I can just think out loud. And so I found myself not only moved into a new city where I don't have any friends that, you know, that live nearby, but that I also didn't have a show to talk to people. And I swear I almost got like depressed last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had the first night Rocky started back hockey on Thursday night, which is always a big like reunion.
Right.
And I saw people I knew for the first time in 3 days, and I had a headache from talking so much. I was so excited to see everybody, because when you move into a new house, it's kind of like when somebody dies. Like, the first couple days, like, everybody's there and helping you.
Yep, and then it's just isolation.
And then it stops. And then it's just me and the kids.
Yep.
And it rained every day.
It really did, yeah.
And thank God Haas came over a couple days. You seriously kept me sane, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Because we are live from the new studio in the Turtle House.
Yay! It's still a work in progress, but it's nice.
What are you talking about? You don't like the torn wallpaper look?
I mean, it's very... That's what I'm looking for.
Grandma's closet?
No, it's not grandma's closet anymore by any means. It's very, I can't think of the term. I'm slap happy today.
I know, we all are, right? So this, yeah, so we have a new studio that is like half up. Gary's desk over there is two Tupperware containers on top of each other.
Urban decay is what I'm thinking.
Oh, like hip urban.
Yeah.
Like I did it on purpose.
Like it's like... partially under construction.
Oh gosh, now we're gonna take a picture for the website. All right, Gary, write it down. So we're in our new studio. It's not decorated yet. Haas and I are gonna keep working on it next week, which we make the most kick-ass team ever. If this podcasting does not work out for us, you and I could go into painting.
We really
because
could.
He gets the top, I get the bottom.
Yeah,
and like it's amazing how quick we work together.
Yep.
Because see that up there? That's me on a stool. That's how high I could go.
That's pretty awesome.
You know, and he can't get his big butt down on the ground like I can.
Absolutely not.
Are you happy that I got you a big butt chair?
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah, I was in the other room and I'm like, oh my God, this chair's huge.
The old computer chair. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, Haas told me to get him a big butt chair and here it is. So thank you to everybody who helped us move. If you have not done it recently, and moving sucks.
It sucks. It really does.
Oh my God. I think it's like giving birth. Like they're like, oh, you forget the pain. And then you do it again. And it's like, oh shit.
Yeah. Like we talked about the last time we were on the air. I did it for a stretch of 5 out of 6 years. And
that's insane.
And it was the same weekend every year that I did it. And it really sucks. The only nice thing is like, it makes you purge. What do I want to keep? What don't I need?
We rented an entire 10-yard dumpster and filled it. And I think I'm going to rent a second one and do it again. And the people that came and helped us. Okay, so we started moving on a Wednesday. And I thought it would be like a 2-day thing.
Yeah.
We were not done until Saturday. And so the Wednesday crowd that came the first day to help us move, they saw the great side of Kelly Mano. They saw the type A. Everything was boxed. It was labeled. I even had color-coded duct tape. Like, priority boxes were orange, and Libby Lou's room was pink, and Lucy's room was purple. Like, I had everything. And so the first group of movers that came Wednesday night, it was like clockwork. They came over. We loaded their cars. They came up. We unloaded. We had pizza. We had beer. We went home.
Yep.
Day two comes, and we have another crew. I tried to, like, alternate the friends that I was using. And it was literally like a 12-hour workday. And we rented some movers to help us, who were these gigantic, some of the largest black men I've ever seen in my life. And I could tell when they got there that they were in a bad mood. It was just like it was hot out. And
that was a hot day.
I heard the other guy say that this was his second job that day.
Oh.
And I could tell that they were just tired and like did not want to be at their job. And I'm like, you know what? Let's make this super fun for them. And so by the end of the night, they were having pizza and beer with us. Like, I was bringing them like cold rag. Like, they were laughing so hard. They're talking to Rocky about baseball.
Yeah.
In a dinosaur costume.
Yeah, yeah, Gary was in a dinosaur costume at some point. It was pretty much like a giant party here at the house. And I'm like, well, if these movers are going to be here with us all night, let's just make them part of the party.
Yeah.
And we did, and it was so much fun. They stayed like half an hour after they were off the clock.
Yep.
Just to have some pizza and a Bud Light and, you know. One of the guys was like shopping in my garage. He's like, what are you getting rid of?
Have you noticed the thing that always happens when you move is it doesn't matter how much bigger of a house you move into, you still have more stuff than you need to fill it.
I feel like I moved into a smaller house.
Because
it's insane. We are living out of boxes. I have worn my husband's deodorant for a week now, and I'm still brushing my teeth with a dinosaur toothbrush that I found. It's like a toddler toothbrush that must have been given to us from a dentist or something. But the new neighborhood is beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
And I'm super close to Haas, which makes it easy for us to do these shows.
Yep.
And I'm so glad that that the listeners are, you know... They were wanting us back, man.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I didn't think we'd
world
be...
falls apart in 2 weeks.
Well, I didn't think that we would be, like, I don't know. Like, my favorite radio guy is Dave Glover, and I hate when he's on vacation. I'm like, this sucks. He's not on right now. And I didn't think that anybody would feel that way about me, and we've been getting so many emails.
That's awesome.
And so, yeah. So, thank you. I'm glad you guys missed me. We, I think when we come, I have so many stories to tell you, I don't want to start, but I think I'm going to start with the one with me waking up our brand new neighbors at midnight, our second day in the house.
Okay.
So we will be right back and we will share with you a lot of fun. And then later, I have a story. Your precious buddy, Haas.
Okay.
Piggy Smalls.
Yeah, my dude.
He was violated last night.
What?
He was violated by a friend of ours.
Oh, no.
In a sexual way. I have a story that you will not believe. We'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Come on!
Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
I know I may be young, but I've got feelings too.
It's your girlfriend, Haas.
I was just
going to
say, I've never heard this
song. Well, I'm playing this song because I wanted to tell everybody about Just Dancing West in St. Peter's. About every 6 weeks, you'll see me post a video on Facebook of my old lady dance class.
Right.
It's actually not called that. It's called Deja Vu Dance. Well, the place is called Just Dancing West. The class is called Deja Vu because it's for former dancers like me who miss dancing. But it's not like I'm going to go, like, tear it up in a club with, like, the 20-year-olds. So so she...
Because even if you did, they wouldn't be playing this.
No, they would not. And so I had, like... I had seen this class on Facebook for weeks and weeks and weeks, and then I finally signed up and went by myself like a year ago.
Right.
And now I've got my friend like Meredith. She drives from Red Bud, Illinois to St. Peter's, Missouri for this class.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. And so we are dancing to Britney right now in class. We're almost done with our Britney routine. And what's cool is that we're doing the actual choreography from her Slave video.
Is it weird that when you posted the video, I knew that that was the actual choreography?
No, I figured you would know. But we do not have to dance with live snakes.
Why?
I thought that would be kind of fun.
Snakes are awesome.
I think I need to bring in like a pretend one.
I love snakes.
Ew, I don't. If you would like to join me in my old lady dancing class, make sure you check out Just Dancing West. If you go on Facebook and find them on Facebook, you can see all of the videos on there and all of the dances we've done. They are located on North St. Peter's Parkway right there on Pizza Row. You can also go to their website. It is justdancingwest.com. And if you forget what you're looking for, just tell her that you want the Kelly Mano class and she'll tell you exactly what you need to join. All right. Hey, let's just keep listening to Britney.
Yep.
And go right into the next segmento here.
I won't make you stop.
So, we, the Manos, we moved into a gated community.
I know.
How fancy does that sound?
It's very Beverly Hillbillies.
Let me just tell you. Okay, so we moved into a gated community, but let me just say for once and all that we are not living in a million-dollar neighborhood, okay? The like the median price of the homes in this neighborhood are like $350,000, and we didn't even pay that, okay? Yeah. So when I say that we live in a gated community, I'm not trying to sound like snotty or uppity, because that is the complete opposite of us.
Right.
And really, all the neighbors I've met, it's the complete opposite of them, too.
I've been in and out of this subdivision a few times growing up in the area, and yeah, it's a really nice area. The land that it's on is fantastic.
Yes.
It's you're right, it's not like you're moving into Ladue.
No, so like anytime I reference like the gate to our neighborhood, I don't ever want anyone to think I'm like bragging about right. that, because I drive a minivan with a side mirror duct taped onto it. Okay, so
true.
So while we were looking at this house for months and months and months, the turtle house that we have moved into now, there was always a gate at the very beginning of the, mm-hmm. the neighborhood, and our neighborhood is not easy to find.
It's
nearly hidden. And we never saw the gate open, so I just saw that it was an old gate and didn't work.
Right.
And even like the little speaker system next to it looks pretty outdated.
Yeah, it's pretty ancient.
Yeah. And so I thought all along, you know, it just must not work. So then we bought the house and we moved in last Tuesday or Monday, whenever that was. And when we come in our home, they've got everything laid out on the counter, the garage door openers, the front door keys, and there's nothing to the gate. So I again think this gate must not work. The selling agent didn't tell us anything about the gate. Nobody had said anything about this gate. So we sleep here the first night, and then our second day here, which I think, weren't you here when the neighbors stopped by?
Yes.
Okay, so I've got a sweaty 7-foot tall man in here, steaming wallpaper. He looks like he's jumped in a swimming pool. Yeah. Our sweet lesbian friends and their little boy are here hanging our TV.
Yep.
And the pig is running around like an asshole because he doesn't know where he is. And the doorbell rings.
Yeah.
And I open the door and it's our new neighbors next door. And they are the sweetest people ever. We've met them one or two times before looking at the house. Their names are Jim and Patty. And they made us fresh baked cookies. And not the break apart kind that I make.
No, like for real.
Yeah. So they come in and they're like, hi, welcome to the neighborhood. Here's some fresh baked cookies for you. They came in. They met the kids. They were so sweet. Like he was even like writing down my kids' names. He's like, I don't want to mess this up. I want to make sure I know who all you guys are. And she's like, here's our phone number. If you guys need anything, just give us a call. Okay. And we're like, okay, thanks so much. Bye.
Yep, it's Murphy's Law. As soon as that happens, I know where you're going with this.
I bet they didn't expect their first phone call to come at midnight.
Yeah.
Because it happened to be the 4th of July. Now, we, the Manos, always have a gigantic 4th of July party.
Yeah.
However, I did not want to move into a brand new neighborhood and
blow it out,
scare them
night.
To death. Right, because while we have big parties, like, none of us are drunks.
Right.
Like, we're not rowdy. We're
loud.
My husband is one of nine, and my mom is one of eight. I come from really big families. We're like our own, like, you know, hillbilly gang. And so we have a lot of fun, and I always like having people over at my house. And so this year, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to move into a new neighborhood and have this gigantic party. So we went to the Granite City Fireworks, my hometown. So we got all the kids with us. Oh, we forgot to mention that earlier that day. So I have a stepson, Wesley, who is my husband's son from a previous relationship.
Yep.
Anyone close to me knows Wesley really well. I don't talk about him a whole lot on the show or the blog because he's, unlike my own kids who are little, he's like an adult now. He's in college, so I don't feel right like telling many stories about him.
Sure.
You know, for his privacy, but I can't not tell this one.
Yeah, this is a good one. I was here for this one, too.
So, doorbell rings just a couple hours after Jim and Patty bring us the fresh baked cookies. And in comes Wesley, and it's the first time he's ever seen our house. And the look on his face was very pale. And I said, I'm like, hey, I'm like, you like the new house? He's like, I just messed up my car really bad. And I'm like,
first words. Yeah. Legitimately the first words. I just messed up my car real bad.
And I'm like, what did you do? And he goes, I hit something. And I'm like, okay, what'd you hit? He's like, your neighbor's mailbox.
Which, it is worth noting that while the average house here may be in the threes, the house that he's talking about is directly across the street from them and looks like the house from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Their mailbox is the size of my garage.
Yeah.
It is
a freaking mansion.
I'm like, Wesley, are you freaking kidding me?
You got to watch out for those mailboxes. They will jump out and get you.
It wasn't even on a curve. It's just a straight road. And he just drove too close to the side. And he scraped the mailbox all the way down his car.
You know what it reminds me of? Is the scene of the first Austin Powers where he's driving the steamroller. Get out of the way! no! And it's going like 2 miles an hour.
Yes. And
that's
so,
all I could think of.
I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, Wesley, screw the car. I'm like, Jimmy, go check our neighbor's mailbox for God's sakes. That's probably a 10 grand mailbox.
Yeah.
So Jimmy goes running across the street. Thank God the mailbox is fine. Not only did he damage his car, he got a flat tire.
Yeah.
And so we've been in the neighborhood a day. We got cookies and we hit our neighbor's mailbox. And so we go to the 4th of July fireworks. Granite City always does a great fireworks show, but it's a long drive for us, and it was a long night, and it was hot, and it was sticky, and we were hungry, and we were tired. Keep in mind, we had moved for 4 days straight. Yeah. All we wanted to do was get home and get to bed.
Oh, yeah.
So we're driving home, and we pull in our subdivision around 11:20 at night with all four kids in the car, you know, our three and Wes, and the gates closed.
Yep.
And so I get out because I'm like, surely there's got to be like a button here that I can like call somebody to let me in. Nothing. Nothing on there. So I come back to the car and I'm like, well, I said, we have our neighbor's number, but I don't want to call them this late, you know, because it was a work night. And so I'm like, well, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to wait here for a car to come by and we'll flag them down. We'll explain, hey, we're the Manos. We just moved in. This is our address. Can we follow behind you through the gate? So I'm standing outside the minivan waiting for somebody to drive by because at this point, Libby Lou is having a stage 5 shit fit.
Right.
She went from like zero to shit fit instantly because everybody just wanted to be freaking home.
Yeah, I get that. It was the end of a stressful week. It was late at night.
Yes.
Everybody has that tipping point where it goes from, I know that we're in transition, but this is going to be fun, to F this. I just want out of this car.
And, like, it was one of those, like, mind screws where, like, our house is right there. Like, yeah. We can see it. It's, like, two blocks over.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's this gate stopping us from getting in.
Yep.
So I'm like, we're not calling the neighbors. I'm going to sit out here, and I'm going to wave down a car. So about 10 minutes go by, and I'm outside my minivan because I'm going to wave somebody down. And here comes a lady. In her car, I'm like, oh, thank God.
Coming out of the subdivision
or
going in?
Yeah, she's coming out.
Okay.
And so I step to the side of my car and start waving at her frantically, like, hey, we need it. Because we're pulled off to the side. I'm like, hey, we need help. You would have thought I was a homeless beggar.
Right.
Like, she saw me, and then her eyes went straight ahead, and she floored it. And
that's
like,
douchey.
She could not get away from me faster.
How old was she?
Probably 50s, 60s.
Yeah, I figured.
I mean, I don't know what she thought, but she clearly didn't think we were neighbors that needed it in because she
That's
just drove
weak.
By. So I'm like, double fingers. Like, just,
I would have taken down the license plate and been like, all right.
I turned around. Well,
now we go hunting.
I turned around and kicked my tire. I'm like, damn it. And Jimmy's like, just call the neighbors. I'm like, not calling the neighbors. I said, let's just wait 10 more minutes and another car will come. Sure enough, now it's like 11:35, 11:40. Yeah. Up pulls a car. But they pull right behind us. They don't go through the gate. He pulls behind our van. And I'm like, okay, this is weird. So out stumbles this like college age dude.
Sweet.
And his name is Sean.
What up, Sean?
Yeah. And so he opens the door. And he had clearly been at a party. Because he's like, hey, man. He's like, you guys got a card to get in the gate? I'm like, no. Does it look like we have a card to get in the gate? That's why I'm sitting here with a car full of screaming children for the last 30 minutes.
He's like, drag.
I said, do you live here? And he's like, yeah. I said, well, why don't you have a card? He's like, well, I took my buddy's car, and then we switched, and then I just didn't think about it. And I said, is there anybody you can call to let us into this house? And he's like, or into this neighborhood. And drunk Sean's like, nope. And I'm like, okay, at this point.
Hey, drunk Sean, how about your parents? Because you obviously don't own the house in the subdivision.
So I'm like, all right. I said, that's it. At this point, I had to call the neighbors. All right. So I go over to this little box speaker thing, and drunk Sean comes with me. And I dial their phone number. And
drunk Sean tries to order tacos.
Almost. Because.
Can I get two tacos?
So the phone rings. And I hear, hello? And I'm like, hi, it's Kelly Mano. I'm like, we're the neighbors. You brought us cookies earlier. I'm really sorry to wake you up, but we're locked outside the gate. And you know, is there any way you could, you know, press the button to let us in? And she's like, I think so. She's like, I don't really do that very often, but let me see. I think, you know, so we hear her go beep and like press the button, and then she hangs up.
Yep.
Instantly, drunk Sean loses his mind because he knows that she's done it wrong. Because like, you're like supposed to press like #9. Either way, the gate didn't open.
Yeah, kay? Drunk Sean's like, no, dude.
So the gate didn't open. So I had to call her back. Yeah. So I'm leaning over the thing again. You know, boop, 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 boop. And she's like, hello. I'm like, hi, it's me again, Kelly Mano. I'm like, I don't think it worked because, and then Sean's like, you gotta hit pound nine. You're doing it wrong. And I'm like, he's not with me. That's not my friend. That's just some, because I'm like, God, she's going to think that's my husband, like yelling at her. So she ended up opening the gate for us and we all came in and pretty much collapsed.
That's awesome.
So, and I texted them the next morning and I apologized and told them that I owed them cookies, which I still have not done. And when I do, it will be the break apart, more inferior cookies.
It's Murphy's Law. It always happens. I had a similar story when I lived in LA, but yeah, it's just one of those things where as soon as you move somewhere and you always have the person who's like, oh, if you need anything, call me. It's always the most inopportune time.
I wanted to look normal the first week so bad in this neighborhood.
The more you try to make a good impression, the more it falls apart.
I like, because we're already like loud and, you know, Gary's running around in a dinosaur costume when we're moving in. We're Facebook Living the party. Our pig's running around like an idiot, you know. And I just wanted things to go good the first damn week. And, you know. But luckily, I think that Jim and Patty are fine with it. They took it really well.
Well, I think they understand. I mean, if stuff like that, when you're new, like, that's confusing. And then even with them, if they never had to do it that much.
I just hope they didn't think drunk Sean was my husband yelling at them. You're not doing it right. You got to hit pound nine. So we'll be right
back.
Thanks, Sean. Thank you, drunk Sean. Maybe he's a listener.
That'd be great.
We'll have him on a reunion with him and Jim and Patty.
Yes.
All right, we'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Now all the way live from New York City, Mr. Bismarck, Greta, I can get busy.
Can I kick it?
Yes, can.
You know that I can do it with the mic on my hand.
Yeah.
You got me that? Oh, what you? Yo, that is fat. Tick-tock, tock, and tick-tock, and do the die. No matter what I say, it always come on fly. The ladies in here, they're like fruit in a cup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Yo.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Drinking is very bad. Yo, I got a fake ID, though. Yeah. 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 Yo, two-step with me. Two-step with me. One, here comes the two to the three to the four. Everybody drunk out on the dance floor. Baby girl ass jiggle like she want more. Like she a groupie and I ain't even no tour. Maybe cause she heard that rhyme hardcore. Or maybe cause she heard that I buy out the stores. Bottom of the ninth in the city got the score. If not, I gotta move on to the next floor.
All right, it is the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast. If things
are you playing that for Sean?
If things sound a little weird, it's because the studio is kind of backwards.
It is a little bit,
and
backwards.
I'm trying to figure this all out. But so Haas, you missed our first like Turtle House party.
Well, I did.
You kind of were at the other one. I mean, we've had already quite a few parties since we moved in. And when I say party again, if somebody in my neighborhood is listening, we're not drunks.
No.
I am a people person.
It's a gathering.
Yeah, I hate being by myself. I'd rather have people around all the time.
I'm the same way.
So you missed our first party, but do you want to tell people why?
Yeah, I was in Nashville last night attending my sixth Guns N' Roses reunion show.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, your sixth just since they started this year?
Since they started the reunion.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah.
So now you had, for the first time, what did you have, a backstage pass?
I had after-show passes to go back after the concert and hang out.
But I heard that they don't ever come out, so...
Well, here's what I found out, and because it's not the first time that I've gone backstage at a gun show.
Okay.
But it's the first time that I've actually kind of really had interaction with the band. Because the first time in Kansas City, we were all like just kind of in this room and a couple of...
Well, because you've met Slash before. I've seen your selfie.
I've met Slash. I've met Duff. From the original band, and I've met a couple, and I've met Dizzy from the original band, and then I've met some of the guys who have, you know, been part of the band over the years.
Right.
But the way it works.
But you've never met the coveted Axel.
No, I have not. He's okay. Still, the big fish is still out there swimming in the lake somewhere. But we got wristbands for after show, which the way it works is they shuffle everybody basically into catering. And if someone comes and gets you and pulls you into the friends and family room, that's where you get to hang out.
Oh, I've been there before. Back in my young and hot days.
otherwise, you're GTFO in about 30 minutes.
That's,
clear it
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
So Tracy, who I went with, is really good friends with Richard Fortus, who's playing guitar in the band. So he...
You went with Tracy Wilde, who's like my teenage radio idol. So
yeah, she's so awesome.
We have to have her on the show.
Oh, yeah,
like,
we'll get her on.
Have to. So go on.
So we got pulled in, and so we're hanging out. And the show is in Nashville, and there's a lot of musicians who live there. And I didn't even think about it. One of the bands that we manage is Hailstorm, and Lizzie Hale was there. So I'm hanging out with Lizzie, and we're talking, and she's like, I was wondering if you were going to be here. And she knows I'm a fan. So she goes, so who are we stalking tonight? And I was like, well, I was like, Axel and Steven. I said, I've got the vinyl in my bag. I snuck it in. I said, you know, I need to get those autographs. And as soon as I said that, Steven comes pulling up on the back of a golf cart.
Nice.
But he wasn't like engaging the room. Like the way it worked is, if you've ever been like backstage in an arena, there's the big corridor that goes around the whole thing, and then there's just dressing rooms all around the place.
Correct.
So we're in one of the dressing rooms, and the golf cart just happens to stop like right in front of our doorway.
Yeah.
And Tracy was like, go, go, go. And I was like, no, I don't want to bother him. I was like, if he comes and engages the crowd, that's one thing.
Right.
But I think, you know, especially with me working in the industry, I try not to cross that line.
Of course.
So I was like, no, I don't want to bother him. The dude is just happy as can be, sitting on the back of his golf cart, literally holding a pizza box.
Exactly.
Just like on cloud nine.
Yep.
And as I go, no, I can't do that, I feel two hands on my back, and Lizzie Hale goes, go!
Good Lizzie Hale!
And pushes me towards Steven. So I walked up
to
him.
You're a big man to push. Yeah. She must be a tough chick.
Oh, she's awesome.
Good.
And so I walked up, and I was like, Mr. Adler, I go, I hate to bother you. I said, but would you mind signing an old record for me? Steven's as nice as can be.
Right.
And
now,
he did it.
For those of you who aren't big Guns N' Roses fans, Steven Adler was on Dr. Drew's Celebrity Rehab. And I just fell in love with him. He broke my heart on that show. He's been through so much. I can't believe he's still alive.
To put things in perspective, he was the first person kicked out of Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
He was kicked out of Guns N' Roses in 1990 for excessive drug abuse.
Yeah.
How much drugs are you doing to get kicked out of Guns N' Roses excessive drug abuse?
Exactly, which is, you know, they were probably one of the craziest, you know, bands at the time. And so I'm so glad Steven Adler's doing good again.
All that guy has wanted for 26 years is to get back together with this band. It's
good
all he's
him.
Talked about. And this was the second show now that he's come out and done songs with the band. And it's the biggest cheer of the night is when they bring him out.
So when you approached him, he was super nice then?
He was super nice. And like, I got choked up a little bit because like my highlight of the night was, honest to God, seeing him come out on stage. Because he deserves it so much.
Yes.
And I was talking to him and I said, Steven, I said, I got to tell you, it does my heart good to see you back on drums with these guys.
Right.
I said, you deserve it, and you've worked so hard. I said, congratulations on your sobriety. Congratulations on getting to come back and be with these guys. He's like, thanks, man. He's like, I really miss this. I really love it. And we got a picture. I was having so much fun talking with Steven that I passed on a possible opportunity. It wasn't guaranteed, but a possible opportunity to go meet Axel.
Damn it. Maybe it's just not meant to be.
I'm going to meet him. And I know now that like the next time I'm there, I've got the in to get it.
Yeah.
But this was the first time I've ever seen Steven Adler play. Ever.
Wow. Oh, okay.
I've never, ever seen Steven Adler.
Because he was kicked out of the band before you became a huge fan.
When they played St. Louis, Adler was already gone.
Yeah.
So I had never seen Steven Adler face-to-face in any situation before in my life.
And does he look healthy? Does
he
look
so good?
Bright-eyed and excited. And
everything is perfect. And it was just one of those nights where I was like, you know what? This is who I'm supposed to be hanging with tonight, not
Axel. That's awesome.
Axel.
So that was meant to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, addiction is really, really sad. And, you know, a lot of those people that go on that Dr. Drew show, they die.
Yeah.
Like Mindy McCready and all these other ones. They didn't make it.
Steven relapsed. Because I think Steven was on the show twice.
I think so. And I mean, he broke your heart because he was such a good guy.
Yep.
You know, and so...
It had his claws in him real bad.
Yeah. So good for him. Well, I guess that's a pretty good reason to miss my party. Gary was at the party, though, and his beautiful wife, Reed, came because we got the Brock Lesnar fight last
week. That's awesome. Yeah. I do want to see that.
It was a good fight. He fought the fat Hawaiian guy that had, like, or Samoan. What is the difference? I don't know. But it's funny because this guy's a UFC fighter, and Brock looks like you chiseled him, and the other dude had, like, man boobs and love handles.
Samoans are always really big.
Yeah, and so my husband's like...
But they are dense.
Yeah.
Dense, not dense as in stupid, but dense as in, like, thick and, like, a lot of beef.
Yes, and so, like, the fat Samoan guy never even got a punch in.
Wow.
No, not... I mean, like, I think he got a few kicks in, and they, like, hugged and rolled around a few times. He might have done something like that, but he didn't get a punch in. But at the party, I was too sidetracked by something unfortunate that happened.
Uh-oh.
You're a big fan of Piggy Smalls, right?
Piggy's my dude.
Piggy's your dude. Hang on, Gary. Let me see if I can...
There's Piggy.
Yeah.
Was that when you were trying to weigh him?
No, that's the sound of my pig being sexually molested at our party the other night.
What happened to Piggy?
So, so we have our friends over, and one of them, our friend Samara, who her and her significant other Scott were a huge help in our moving.
Okay,
they definitely deserved more than anybody else to be here eating our pizza. They also recently, inspired by us, got a pet pig,
and awesome.
They have their pet pig is a girl pig.
Okay,
okay, and so. You know, they're really fascinated by Piggy Smalls. And we had like 20 people here. And he was just, at one point, he kind of jumped up on the ottoman and kind of did his side flop, which means rub my belly. So Samara was very eager to rub his belly. And so she laid down on the ottoman with him. And she starts rubbing his belly.
Uh-oh. She go a little low?
And I look over... And I see her rubbing her hand up and down the pig's penis.
Sweet. Piggy got a handy.
And I'm like, surely, I'm like, should I tell her?
No, you should videotape what you should do.
Because we have a room full of people. I'm like, she clearly does not know what she's doing.
No, at
because
all
these people are watching, okay? And I'm like, should I say something? Should I, you know, and Piggy is just smiling away.
Yeah, he is.
And then she stops on it and she takes her finger and pokes it.
It's like the moment of realization of what she's doing.
No. So she starts wiggling it with her fingers. And she looks over and with all of the seriousness that God ever made on the earth. And she said, I didn't know your pig had a belly button. Mine doesn't.
Oh, no.
And I said, Samara, I'm like, that's his penis. And she jumped up. She's like, I've been petting his penis. I'm like, yes, but I didn't know what to tell you. So she runs to go wash her hands. And it was like.
Oh, no.
And then Piggy Smalls jumps off the ottoman and goes and lays down behind a curtain. He's never in his life laid down behind a curtain.
He was embarrassed, too.
He was having a cigarette.
That's amazing.
Yes. And it just unfolded right in front of me.
In real time, how long did this take?
About 30 seconds to 60 seconds. Like, because she was stroking his belly up and down and up and down. And I'm like, man, she's totally rubbing his wiener. I'm like, but I don't think she knows it. So I'm like, she'll stop rubbing it in a minute and we'll move on with our lives. But then she starts like fingering it. Like she's got, like she put it like, she thought it was a belly button.
No.
So she took his, like, she took his little wiener and like inverted it like a belly button and started wiggling it. And she's going like this. And I'm thinking, what the shit are you doing to my pig? And that moment was when she said, I can't believe your pig has a belly button. Mine doesn't.
Oh, that's amazing.
So that is what you missed, Gary. That's what you get for leaving the party earlier.
You know that means that every time she comes over, you have to offer her sausage links.
I don't know. But when Gary left the party on... When was it? What night was it? Saturday night?
Yeah.
I didn't even get to say goodbye because I was out hunting Pokemon.
Nice.
And so I don't know if you guys have heard about this new Pokemon Go craze.
Everybody has.
But we are going to try our best to explain it to you guys when we get back. It's the Kelly Manna Show. Everybody in the club getting tipsy.
tubes high. And you 21, girl, that's so right. I wonder if a shake coming with them fries. If so, baby, can I get them supersized? Here comes the 4 to the 3.
The Kelly Mano Show. She finally found a job that doesn't require a bra. The Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois, specializing in pre-owned cars for the past 45 years. We've been doing commercials so long that it's probably almost 46 years.
Yeah, I was going to say we got to be getting close to that.
We're
going to
be changing that soon. They are a pre-owned car lot. I absolutely love going to visit them. They have two salesmen who have been with them for over 10 years. No pressure sales team. Nobody's going to jump out of the car and chase you down the minute that you hit their parking lot, because everybody hates that. Right now, if you mention the Kelly Mano Show when you buy a car at JM Motors, you will get a free $50 gas card. It is so important these days to support small businesses, especially ones in Granite City, Illinois, my hometown. If you have good credit, they will work with you. They have several local credit unions to get you financed. Or if you've fallen on hard times or maybe don't have credit, they are a buy here, pay here lot, and they will finance you themselves. You can stop by at 2310 Namioke Road, Granite City, Illinois, just 10 minutes from the Arch. You can also find them on Facebook. Or if you go to kellymano.com later today, we will link you to their website.
Studios. What's up? Who this is?
It's Rapper Forte. Who is this?
Oh, this P.
P?
Yeah, this P.
P?
Yeah.
P, let me hear you say, This ain't no motherfucking P.
Hang the phone.
Make him say,
It's funny how songs make you remember stuff.
I was just going to say, we need a gold tank.
That would be awesome! Why didn't I think of that earlier? So Master P reminds me of my aunt almost kicking someone's ass in a parking lot on Black Friday because we went... So I have this Aunt Jamie, who I probably should have been her kid, because she's just we're like the same person.
Sure.
Yeah. And so we were going Black Friday shopping, and me and all my cousins, because I have like 29 cousins just on one side of my family.
Wow.
So we were all going shopping, and we were in the back of her big green conversion van listening to this song because it was new, and we were trying to like rock the van. And like the next thing I knew, my Aunt Jamie like leapt out of nearly a moving car and was trying to kick this guy's ass for taking her parking spot. And I'm like, Aunt Jamie, what are you doing? And I'm like, she'll be fine. She's got it. She came back. And we had my family reunion this weekend.
Did you get the parking spot?
I don't know if we did or I'm sure we did. Because the chances of her shutting up till she gets her way are usually slim to none.
Wow.
Just like me. So yeah, we had our family reunion over the weekend. I think I mentioned that I've got a gigantic family. And so, you know, family reunions... Was that a child that just thudded? Gary, will you go make sure everybody's okay? I just heard a really loud thud.
Yeah, I heard and felt the thud.
I'm assuming it was Lucy doing gymnastics. But so, Haas, what do you guys have family reunions?
Not really. All my family's on my mom's side, her three sisters and all their kids.
You're an only child.
I am, and my dad was too.
And your dad was.
The sisters will all get together because all the kids are pretty much grown up now and on their own. And
yeah.
Like the kids have kids and things like that. The coolest thing that we did as far as family reunions is when my mother's dad found out that he had cancer. He decided instead of, and I should backtrack, my grandfather lived and practiced in St. Louis, and he was a urologist, and he was actually... at the time, the team urologist for both the football and baseball Cardinals.
So he got to see all the wieners.
Yeah, pretty much.
He was the wiener doctor
My mom tells awesome stories about picking up the phone and going up to my dad and goes, Dad, guess who's on the phone?
Guess who has chlamydia?
Right. But like my grandfather and Red Chandies were extraordinarily good friends.
Yeah.
So back to not present time, but fast forward. My grandfather retires, moves to Arizona, and while I was in college, was diagnosed with cancer. Mm-hmm. So instead of just letting it play out and leaving inheritance checks for all of his grandchildren...
People get those?
We would have. He took, at the time, all 18 of us every year on a Christmas trip. We went to New Zealand for a week and a half.
Oh, my gosh.
We went to Belize for a week and a half. We went to Grand Cayman for a week and a half.
That's amazing.
The year that he died, we were set to go to Africa, and we were going to go on safari for a week and a half.
Well, we went to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma once, because that's where my Aunt Judy would live. But we never went anywhere. And
this was one of those things where, like...
That's really cool.
It's cool because those are places I would never go on my own.
Right.
And we went to New Zealand back in 96. So this was like long before Lord of the Rings when everyone wanted to start going to New Zealand.
Yeah.
Because my first thought was, why the hell aren't we just going to Australia? I'll tell you right now, if I ever have to leave the country, that's where I'm going.
Nice.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So, Gary, I want you to tell us about your family. But Hoss brought up football players, and over the weekend I told my son Rocky that Steven Jackson was on the $20 bill, and that's a football player.
Correct.
We were in the car, and he's like, Mom, who's this on the $20 bill? I'm like, it's Steven Jackson. He's like, I think that's a football player. I'm like, it's not a football player. It's Steven Jackson. And yeah, Siri proved me wrong. Okay. Gary, what is your family like?
Well, we have a fairly small family. My mom is one of two.
Okay.
My uncle and...
Everybody on Facebook Live can see your butt right now.
All right. Get it.
So your mom is one of two.
And... my uncle and his wife, they have both passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom is the only one left on her side. My dad had two brothers, one of which passed away of cancer when I was probably about 10 or 11.
Uh-huh.
Lots of cousins.
But you married into a gigantic Italian family.
I married into a huge Italian family.
Is there any
family.
Other kind of Italian family?
No. Good there, point. And I know Gary's family. And that's the best kind. And so my mom is one of eight, and my husband is one of nine.
Wow, that's big.
I don't know anything but gigantic families.
Sure.
And the thing about families, especially big ones, is like, we love hard and we fight hard. And this was actually our first family reunion in a long time because there have been like so many hurt feelings and things like that. But it went great.
That's
we
awesome.
Played wiffle ball.
Nice.
My friend TJ came in from California, who we only get to see every couple years. And he's the one who had a bump on his head when we were little. And Jimmy never believes this story. If my Aunt Jackie or Christine are on Facebook Live, I need them to verify this for me. So my cousin TJ, when he was little, he would run into so much stuff that he got a permanent goose egg on his forehead.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so he had this big knot on his forehead for a couple years. Well, then they had to get it removed. And so then he had a line. Then he had a line on his forehead for a couple years. And I think the bump grew back, but it's completely gone now. So I got to see TJ all weekend, and he was bumpless.
That's awesome. And lineless.
I am not surprised that, like, I would not be shocked if some of my relatives had tails at this point.
That's pretty awesome.
And then a lot of my family are, like, wrestlers or, like, the MMA fighters, you know? And so it was, like, towards the end of the reunion, for whatever reason,
everybody
started fighting. They were ripping off their shirts. And, like, I mean, they're really wrestling, but you're not, like, actually trying to hurt each other. But people were stopping and, like, seeing if we needed help, like, to break it up. My 63-year-old uncle got in, like, a MMA wrestling match with, like, my 20-year-old cousin. It was so...
Is this Uncle Mike?
No, this is Uncle Randy.
Okay.
It was, like, white trash glory. Like, it was just... I just love my family, so...
All that was missing was a mud pit.
Yes, yes. I will see if my Aunt Jackie or Cousin Christine will verify my cousin with the bump on his head.
That's amazing.
Every time I say that, because Jimmy's seen pictures of TJ with his bump, but he's like, that's not what happened. He didn't run into stuff, and, Aunt Jackie's gonna prove him wrong.
Uh-oh.
Hoss,
yep.
You've been here for like an hour, and you have not commented on my Pokemon shirt.
I have.
Does Pokemon seem like something that I would be into?
I would say if the kids were into it, you'd be into it.
Okay.
But not on your own. I know all one person on that shirt.
All I know is that the yellow guy is Pikachu.
Yes, that's all I know.
So over the weekend...
Some Pokemon.
This thing exploded on Facebook called Pokemon Go.
Yep.
I know nothing about Pokemon.
I know very little.
I've never watched a show. My kids don't watch it. But do you know what FOMO is? FOMO.
Mm-mm.
FOMO stands for fear of missing out.
Oh, yeah.
And I have it really bad. So if there's some new cool thing, I have to know what it is. So I downloaded Pokemon Go. I heard about it. So I called my brother because he has a teenage, my nephew Dominic, who is not a sports kid, not an outdoors kid. He's totally like video game computer kid. I knew he would know all about it. And my brother said that that Dominic, his you know, teenage son, came out of his room the other day and he's like, "Hey, Dad, I'm going for a walk." And he's like, "That's weird.
Gotta catch me some Pokemon."
He's like, "Okay, see ya, Dominic." And Dominic's like a sophomore in college, so he's old enough to roam around Granite City on his own. But my brother gets a phone call like an hour and a half later. He's like, "Hey, I'm like 2.5 miles away. Can you come and get me?" He had walked all the way across town. And so
that is serious Pokemon hunting.
So my brother goes and picks him up and drives him home. And he's like, "What were you doing?" And he's like, "I'm playing this Pokemon Go game, blah, blah, blah." And so then the next night, my brother said that he was like going to bed, like, and it was like midnight and somebody came walking through the door and it was Dominic. He had gone out Pokemon hunting again. He'd been gone for like 4 hours and my brother didn't even know it. And so I had to know what it is. So I show up to my family reunion.
Weird.
And so I'm at my cousin Christine's house. And so here's what I think it pretty much is, because I've played with it a little bit. It is a app that you download on your phone and it's called Pokemon Go. And the app, it accesses not only your GPS but also your camera. So the minute you download it and turn it on, it shows you where you are. It shows you your street in front of you, like the lake by my house. It knows where you are. And then it hides little Pokemon around and you have to go find them. Like, they make the first one really easy to find.
Yep.
And then when you find him, you tap him and then your camera turns into your real life. And you can see whatever's in front of you. Like, if we were in this room right now, a Pokemon could be on Gary's lap. So, and then you have to catch them with these little balls. Now, here's the funny thing, is that people are crashing cars. A woman found a dead body.
Yeah.
It's been absolutely insane. And people are wandering around. We were playing wiffle ball at my reunion, and there were people wandering onto our field trying to catch Pokemon. Listen,
just in the middle of the game.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something.
Don't mind me. I'm just hunting imaginary toys.
Let me explain something to you, Hoss, because in a minute, we're going to go out and hunt Pokemon together. And just let me tell you how shocked you are going to be at how many people are doing it.
Oh, I'm not going to be shocked.
They're going to come up to us and be like,
"Are you hunting Pokemons?"
Right. And so I wanted us to look good for the occasion.
All right.
So, Gary, if you'll come get this bag over here by me. So, now, Hoss, you've
done... According to my phone, there are 4 Pokemon by me.
Okay, now, give me your phone. Okay, let's see.
This means my ass is on camera again.
Yes.
Jeez.
Okay, so, like, there's one, like, right here. Okay, so then you press the turtle guy.
Okay.
And you... So, like, see, he's right there. Okay, hang on. Now I got
There's a Pokemon in Gary's chair.
Yeah, so you got to hold this, and then a green circle comes, and then you flick it. Ah, shit. Damn it. Okay, now you caught that Pokemon.
Okay.
So now you've got one, okay? Now, I'll show you how to do the rest later. Now, okay, so Hoss, you're 7 feet tall.
Okay.
And I know you're a big guy. So, I didn't want to get you a t-shirt.
Sweet.
So I got you a Pokemon hat.
Nice.
Okay, it's a nice flat hat, and it's a snapback.
Oh, that's what's hot in the streets.
Okay, and then I got myself some Pokemon socks.
Awesome.
And then I got you a Pokemon backpack.
Hell yes.
And then every good Pokemon hunter needs to be properly hydrated, so I got us a Pokemon cup.
That's awesome.
So what we're going to do is we're going to put on all of our Pokemon stuff right now, and we are going to go out to the park, and we are going to figure out how to do this on Facebook Live. So if you're listening to the show, you have to go to my Facebook later and friend me at Kelly Mano so you can see the rest of it.
In case you were wondering, Kelly caught me a Bulbasaur.
A Bulbasaur? I don't even know. See, I don't know what
it looks like, a frog with an onion on its back.
But we can ask all of these people out there. Like, they'll know, because there's like Pokemon experts.
So here's my question, like, are there ones that are harder to find, or is it just completely random?
No,
or?
And there's ones that are worth more money. And then if you if you get up to a certain level, then you can be on a team. So like me and you could be on the same Pokemon team.
All right.
So we're going to get dressed. We're going to look like an adult daycare took a field trip.
This is why I'm not going with you.
Whatever. You're only not going because you had a long day.
And Haas, I have a challenge for you now.
Okay.
Next Guns N' Roses show, you have to wear that backpack.
No. Is that going to fit your head?
If they'll let me in with it, I will.
Are you going to wear it sideways like that?
Oh, yeah. I'm taking it to the side.
You are a Pokemon gangster. Now, so police have been warning people that, like...
Don't walk out in streets?
Like, yeah. And, like, robbers are, like finding people and, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully this is not our last show and we don't die Pokemon hunting. What a way to go. Thank you so much for listening to our first show back in the Turtle House. We love you, love you, love you for listening. As always, if you like the show, share the show. Because if you don't share the damn show, nobody's going to listen.
That is very true.
All right. And Haas is going to put on his Pokemon backpack.
Yep.
And if you go to Kelly Mano or just find me on Facebook.
It's going over one arm.
Is it not going to go over both your arms?
Oh, there's no way.
You should wear it on the front and carry it.
I was just going to say I'm going to wear it like Carlos.
Wear it like baby Carlos in The Hangover. Yes! Oh, I can adjust the straps, too.
I already did it.
You did?
It's baby Carlos.
I will... It looks like an adult daycare on a field trip.
He needs sunglasses.
Oh, my God. I got to go. We'll be back next week. Go to Facebook
to
see the video.
Not at the table.
We love you for listening. Be good. Have fun. Stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart-assy. Austin, you look too stupid to talk.
Yep.
We'll talk to you guys on Thursday. Talk to you then. She's a power girl in a 90s world. She's a downtown swinging. She's a vixen, not a tramp. She's a ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Come with her, let's place your bets, 'cause you ain't seen nothing yet. She's a top of the top. She's the best. Yes. Scary, raving, ginger, posh, sporting. Yes, now that's all right. We're the Spice Girls, ready to go. Ladies and gentlemen,
thank you very much.